Welcome to Spirited Straight Talk, the podcast to help you thrive with the help of spirit. I'm Deb Shepherd, psychic medium, spiritual teacher, and author. Each week, I bring new insights to help you heal from loss, connect with spirit, and turn setbacks into triumphs. So let's get started.
Are you feeling a little bit disrupted right now? Maybe lately just feeling crunchy. What's the other word we say sometimes?
Muddy.
I am Deb Shepherd, and welcome to Spirited Straight Talk. I am here with my beautiful partner in crime, Dana. And we're going to talk about sort of the energy that we have certainly been feeling. And I think also, I was going to say our community, but I think the world in general, we're seeing a big shift in consciousness. But what comes with that is almost like you don't feel like you're in your body. You're feeling disrupted, right? Mm-hmm. And you and I have been squeezed with our shadow work, and
we should be diamonds by now.
The pressure. And if you're not sure kind of what I'm talking about, do you feel like you're kind of gathering your energy? You're feeling unorganized, trying to move forward to get things done, that you keep being pulled backwards, and everything around you and what you're feeling around other people. We are really noticing how people are responding to things. We have had a lot of family things happen. Our community is making a lot of changes. And so trying to navigate that can be a little bit, what did we say the other day? We're on the struggle bus looking for a driver.
Yes.
Because if you feel like you're just on that struggle, and basically you feel like an empowered person, you know what's going on, you're intuitive, you follow your intuition and your guides, you pay attention to your surroundings, you're very aware. But recently you may feel like there's a little bit of a cloud cover going on.
Yeah, it's almost like fragmented.
Mm-hmm. That's a good word too, fragmented versus disrupted.
You know, I know that I felt pulled in so many different directions, pulled, you know, to the point where I'm like, I'm wearing grounding shoes. Like, I just need to pull my pieces all back in.
It's almost like a cartoon character where all your parts and pieces are here and you're like, please come back. And we have a lot of tools, but it feels like I am checking off a box, like got this one done. Done versus really leaning into things and feeling it and understanding it. And I feel like a lot of other things that I haven't healed in my life are showing up right in front of me, where I'm having to deal with things more intensely. Even though I know that those lessons for me are out there. And for those that are new to this podcast, we believe in reincarnation. We believe that we're here to learn lessons. We're here to grow and to expand, become more enlightened. So that's where I'm talking about. I feel like I'm doing those lessons, but all of a sudden it feels like every single one is right here. Yeah. I can't walk away. I can't hide. I can't get under the blanket. Even though the other day I wanted just to put my head over the blanket and hide. And so it's a good thing that we're able to address these lessons and dive into them, but it feels like a lot all at once.
And we talk about shadow work. It's like all the pieces of our shadow work are showing up and showing up in a way where we can't ignore them. Exactly
right.
Like you said, is, you know, our lives, I don't know how much of the story you want to share, but our lives have been like disrupted lately in a way that we can't ignore. And I think a lot of it is the situation or the situations that are coming up, but it's more the lessons behind those situations that we're having to look at that we can't look away. And I think we have to deal with our emotions.
To elaborate on that, the shadow work is the stuff that we're here to work on, our lessons. And I like doing one at a time and making it really pretty. And so I feel really good. My ego feels really good. But I think for expansion, for growth, you and I have been really had, it's almost like I'm seeing the dump truck back into our house and dump it, go, here's all your shadow work, here's all your lessons. And we're like, wait a minute, where do we even begin? And I think this, the state of our world, especially if you're in the U.S., we have a lot of disruption going on.
Chaos.
And we all feel like uncertain. And when we feel uncertain, we want to go back into control. So either we control, try to control our situation, or we hide, or we back away. And this is the time to, in my opinion, to lean into things, but it's scary.
And it's not even, you know, because this has nothing to do with politics.
No.
It has to do with so many different aspects. You know, we just had a huge flood in Colorado down in Pecosa Springs.
One of our friends.
They haven't seen that before. Mm-hmm. We have this hurricane that's churning up that's supposed to be the strongest one in history. Third strongest, but stronger mm-hmm. than Katrina, which
mm-hmm. we know it annihilated. Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, it's chaos is coming up more and more. Mm-hmm. In order for us to see the shadow side of the world? Am I saying that the right way?
Well, I think the other piece of it to understand is that if you believe the way we do, and it doesn't have to be, but our thoughts, our belief system is we came to school on the earth to learn lessons, to grow and to expand. And so sometimes we get to a place that we're like, oh, things are good, I'm fine. And that's not the purpose that we're here. And if you want to know your purpose is to expand and to grow and become aware and understand these lessons in the shadow work. We all like to share what we're good at, mm-hmm. and we like to hide what we're not good at. And so what happens on a universal, meaning the whole world, for our world to become better, that means we have to disrupt, or it has to be disrupted in order for us to relook at things and reframe and open our, we get these
blinders. Yeah, it's blinders like we just coast.
We coast.
We're coasting.
Yeah. So how do we take those off so that we can see the bigger picture? Mm-hmm. And when we see the bigger picture, it's good, but it can be scary if you don't have the tool bag.
Well, it is. We talk about collective consciousness, right? Mm-hmm. That we are all connected, and that's how we believe, is we are all connected. Our consciousness is all connected, and science is now proving that. Mm-hmm. We are all connected. And so how do we see without the chaos? We can't, it's not possible. Like you said, it's not, the disruption is so we can see where our, you say blind spots, mm-hmm. When you teach, you say, until we see these places that our shadow exists, we shed light on them. We don't know. Mm-hmm. We don't know how to elevate our consciousness unless we can actually see.
Right.
And boy, I feel like we're being shown all kinds of stuff.
I think understanding to what we teach in our community is how to know your vibration or your energy. I mean, that's a big thing, because we get in this place of what's normal for ourselves. And if you're in a partnership, your partner can say, hey, this is making me, and I don't like, you know, your partner can see that your blind spots, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's causing a little disruption. You're like, well, I've been doing this for a long time. How come now it's bothering somebody? Right. And it's the same thing when we look at these lessons. We're coasting and going through because it's worked for us. Mm-hmm. But if we're here on this earth plane for enlightenment and growth, we can't do it by just coasting down the river, even though that's really a lot of fun. I mean, I think about just mm-hmm. taking my little paddle and going down that river and enjoying, you know, Mother Earth and the sun and all of the beautiful things that this earth has to offer. But let's go into a little bit of the rapids. Mm-hmm. Go where it's a little bit more uncomfortable, where we have to pay attention differently is a struggle. And we're like, why can't I just... I had someone ask me the question the other day, when does it get a lot easier? Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, how do I answer that? Yeah. And when we play it safe, when we try to protect, when we bring everything that we want to have control and make this perfect life, there is no expansion.
Right.
You don't have any awareness. And I know people that just want to go into that cocoon and make their world a lot smaller. But we're not here for that. We're here for expansion. We cannot expand if we stay in that protected environment.
Yeah, we stay comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if you are feeling like you and I are feeling, at least this is what I'm telling myself, when things are disrupted, when there's a little bit of chaos, and I don't mean drama, when things are in out of alignment, when things don't feel good, it is the opportunity that we are given to say, oh, I'm ready for more expansion. Mm-hmm. I'm getting uncomfortable to make change. It's no different than weight loss.
Yeah.
We get uncomfortable with the way we feel in our bodies, and so that's when we make changes. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing on a spiritual level.
It is.
We're here to get uncomfortable because then we're able to say, I want to change something.
And it's interesting because as you're talking, I'm remembering a class that we taught last night to a group of students, and watching their reaction to what we were saying, they were feeling it in their gut.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that it's not just hearing it, it's actually feeling it in their body.
Right.
And when you know when that expansion is coming, you start to feel it. You start to feel, okay, something's happening and I'm not sure what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it does feel a little chaotic. It feels like, you know, can I cuss on this podcast? Oh, shit. But, and that's kind of where sometimes, you know, as people really are waking up and they're shifting, they're actively shifting their energy. They're taking and understanding it on a deeper level. We had somebody share with us last night, my husband notices my energy shifting and he's not sure how to respond to it yet.
But in a good way.
But in a good way.
Right.
Like when you start to wake up and you start to shift your energy, you're creating that
ripple effect.
Ripple effect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've talked about chaos before on this where it creates a dopamine hit. So we're not talking about the dopamine hit where you mm-hmm. continue to bring in chaos. We're talking about chaos that stops you in your tracks to go, I've got to look at something here. Mm-hmm. I got to pay attention. Something's happening. Because you and I do not like drama and chaos.
Mm-mm.
It's you know, right?
Don't bring me drama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what we have been experiencing and we're hearing in our community is this intensified kind of vibe. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, what is this about? And all the things that we put on the back burner, at least for me,
yeah.
I put some of the things that I know I needed to look into or lean into. I put on the back burner like,
I'm not ready to deal with that.
I don't know if I still am.
Never mind.
Yeah. And I know that I can't have any sort of more expansion in my soul if I don't address it. Mm-hmm. So since I put it on the back burner, it's like, oh, you can't do that anymore.
The universe is saying,
So it's coming around. I'm like, oh, I feel it around that corner. But also to remind ourselves, and this is what you and I have been talking about, is that I must be ready. I must be ready to deal with this that I have not been wanting to deal with it.
Yeah.
And a very recent situation, I even had someone in the community that texted me, like, am I being a warrior or am I being the observer in a situation?
Asking you.
Yeah, asking me,
what
which
archetype
is beautiful.
You're
yeah.
pulling out, huh?
And I really felt that I was doing it in a way and leaning into a situation of chaos. One of my lessons, much better than I would have a couple of years ago.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not that it's not affecting my soul, not that I'm processing and, you know, mm-hmm. you know, you tighten the grip yeah. around situations, but the universe knows. Mm-hmm. The universe knows, like, okay, it's time to kind of dip your toe in the water again. Why are you ready to do that? So if things from your past are showing up or you're feeling that sense of intensity or chaos, things that are showing up is because the universe said, guess what? You're ready. Mm-hmm. You've got this. And that's a moment to be proud of yourself, that you've worked through things to get yourself to a point that you're ready to address things that have been on the back burner. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I just want to walk away from it. Mm-hmm. But as we believe, at least, in reincarnation, we get to do the lesson again in another lifetime, and I don't want to do it in another lifetime. I really want to learn it now. I want to be the best version of myself in this lifetime, and that means we are here to navigate some of the tough things, some of the things that are chaotic, some of the things that we don't want to address, and how to look within our soul to say, I'm okay to look at this. And I think sometimes we want to go into something to be right. We've talked about ego. We've talked about, you know, being validated. I think a lot of times, at least what I'm thinking about this, there's been like 20 situations this last recently, but one of them particularly is I can sit back and feel comfortable mm-hmm. with how I've addressed it. Mm-hmm. and leaned into it. Not that everyone around me agrees. I mean, meaning right. the people that are involved in mm-hmm. that teaching.
Well, knowing you as much as I do and watching this process for you and dealing with this family situation, you dealt with it much differently. Mm-hmm. And
there were still moments,
I observed you being the observer.
But then, but what you did see is things that I had not worked on mm-hmm. completely that were, was, we use the word trigger. We don't like that triggers, word very much, but it triggered. And watching myself, and I didn't really see it till later, but what had happened is my parents said something or did something, and I reacted in a way that was sort of the knee-jerk reaction, not in defense, but in protection for them. And I didn't realize what I was doing.
Protection from them.
Yes, from right? them. And you brought it out to me later, and I went, huh. Mm-hmm. And what it showed me is that chaos that erupted at that moment, there was still something that was not healed.
Yeah.
And I think about how many years I've been working on these things. Mm-hmm. And people said, we hear this so many times in our community, like, well, I've already done that. I've already worked on it. And I'm like, I've worked on it, and I could still feel that disruptive behavior came up. That it disrupted my energy.
Right.
And I felt like I was 10 again. Mm-hmm. And I'm certainly not close to that anymore.
And that's how I saw you. Mm-hmm. I saw you go into that.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, what was that? But energetically, I could see you shift on a dime.
Yeah.
And you know, when we talked about it later, you went,
oh yeah. I didn't even recognize my behavior. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad that you were there to bring it up.
Well, it's more...
It's awareness.
Yeah, awareness. Yeah. But our channel gets so muddied by all the stuff that we're carrying that we haven't mm-hmm. cleaned up, that we haven't addressed or looked at yet. And we all have it. As much work as we think we've done, there's that much more to do.
I think when we look at this word disruptive, you've been disruptive. Disrupted.
Some people have been disruptive because they're disrupted.
When you feel that, to get more clarity around it is to look at when there is that chaos that's showing up and that feeling of other people causing triggers or causing a shakeup for you a little bit, a moment for you to pause. It even affects your days or your weeks.
Yeah.
You know, we ruminate on it. We think about
it.
Can't get out of it. And to look at the diamond in the rough with that energy is it's showing you what you can clean up.
Mm-hmm.
And that you're not able to manage it because there's still parts of your soul that haven't healed.
Yeah.
And when I looked at that situation for me, and we've had one after another recently, just boom, I'm like, they just keep coming
around.
And I
can talk about mine. I mean, I'm happy to share a tidbit, but there was a situation with my grandchildren,
mm-hmm.
our grandchildren, not just mine, but my son, your stepson. Mm-hmm. And so he's in communication with me about this. And we had to go sit down with the principal. And I know he didn't mean it this way, but something he said made me feel like I was, I don't even know where I went.
It was that 10-year-old again.
It was
like,
that,
it was me
yeah,
too.
Mm-hmm. It was like, you know, being held down, disrespected, not valued. I went right into my value contract. And I was like, holy.
Arms crossed, yeah. Like, how dare you?
Yes, you know, and it's just like, you know, it's not just about what is said. It's about my reaction mm-hmm. and how I manage it. And I had a little bit of time to go, you know.
Call it marinating.
Marinate, yeah, that's exactly what I had. I had to marinate for a while in order to see truly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it wasn't right what he said, but it's where I went with it. And I didn't visibly react. But I went to a place where I felt like I wasn't valued.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the kind of stuff when we get triggered, like you said, we get triggered, we go into places That's our shadow. Mm-hmm. That's our shadow, is that trigger takes us into our shadow work. Mm-hmm. And we all get triggered all the time, every day, you know, and it's not our favorite word, because I think it's overused, but for the purpose of people understanding what that means, mm-hmm. you know.
And what I think, coming back to this, what it tells me is I have to still, not have to, I never have to do anything, but it's telling me is to look deeper at these things so that I'm more in my empowered sense. Mm-hmm. My soul feels like when those things come up, I'm not muddy. Reacting. I'm not muddied. I'm not crunchy. Yeah. I'm not being pulled apart. Right. That I can manage that response much better, mm-hmm. because I've healed that. I've been able to reconcile with it. I've been able to look at the situation and going, okay, is that about me? Why are they doing those things? Why right. are they projecting those things? Mm-hmm. And it's a challenge sometimes when we're in that moment, but it's also showing us on a very deep level, there's still something to look at.
Yeah. And it's not always easy.
That's why
you teach people on a consistent basis how to do this, mm-hmm. how to not get in the mud, mm-hmm. you know, but
I think too, it's with what's going on with you and I'm seeing it within our community big time. And I know when someone is, you know, booking a session that's not part of our every week community, every day community, those are on the outside are coming in with the same thing. Like, I don't know what in the heck is going on, but this has been really hard lately. Like, yeah. all this old stuff is coming up.
Yep.
It's almost like I'm feeling, you know, I was raised in a belief system of the resurrection, which I don't believe yeah. in that belief system anymore. But it's almost like all these old things that we haven't healed are being resurrected.
The zombies.
These lessons of zombies are being resurrected to go, you can bury it, but you can't hide it. Yeah. You know, it's still there. Yeah. And it is, it's approaching us on a level that's even deeper. Mm-hmm. And what I'm noticing, it's multiple things versus just one. Like, I can manage one at a time. Mm-hmm. You know.
You can.
I don't know if I can
sometimes.
Yeah, but when we have one after another, all intensely on things, it's, let's just spread out the love to everybody. I think it's a reminder to the reason we're here is to change the energy, change our vibration, change the way we see things, change the view of, as you've said before, is it happening to you or for you? And when you're in it, it doesn't feel like it's for us.
No.
You know? Mm-hmm. But if
it feels like punishment.
It feels like punishment. Like, right. why are you doing this to me again? Why is the past relationships feeling like they're poking the bear one more time?
Right.
But when we step back a little bit and we can reflect on, how do I want to respond? And I can feel my chest, I can feel everything in me. How do I respond differently? And it might be using our voice. Mm-hmm. If we in the past didn't use our voice, or we hid, or we didn't show up in an empowered way, we're having another opportunity to use our voice. To show that we are empowered, to show that we're not going to be weak and fall prey to you being that predator, because that's how it feels. It feels like we are the victim, and no one wants to be the victim.
Right.
And I think as I'm talking about this right now, it has felt as if I went back to that victim role that I had in those relationships a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I get to show up differently. And there was even a couple of responses from family members that said things differently because I did respond differently. And it wasn't response with hatred or anger or no. pointing fingers or judgment. It was just facts and statements of, no, this is what's right. This is who I am, or this is the situation. And I think it made them uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And not that that's my intention, but my intention was to be in my truth, mm-hmm. to be in my empowerment, to be able to say, hey, no, this other way is not working.
Not in a villainous way, not in no. like, not being vindictive, mm-hmm. or it was
creating
really
boundaries.
You giving out the energy of, this is who I am, mm-hmm. and it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Mm-hmm. What I love that I'm remembering is there's always a yin and a yang mm-hmm. in lessons. Mm-hmm. And in this disruptive energy that I was feeling, the lesson that was coming up, I had the yin and the yang. I had some positive things that were said mm-hmm. that reminded me that they were seeing me in one light, even though others saw me in a different light. And I think that's where we feel that when we are living our life, the best life possible, and people have this perception of us, and we think, well, maybe they're right. We have others that show up to say, no, that perception isn't right. Let me show you another way. And it was about my aunt and uncle.
Oh, yes.
That mm-hmm. came around and shared other things with me that helped me navigate the situation and go, remember who you are. Don't give up who you are.
So you have to share a little bit of that story now.
It was just
a tidbit.
Yeah. Part of it is, you know, family that we all have.
Judges you.
Yeah, judges me a lot. Mm-hmm. Is very, very judgmental about what I do, who I am, my life choices. And you start thinking, do I need to change to fit that? And I don't want to, and I would never change. But I've worked through.
But they make you doubt.
They make me doubt, or they make me feel
less than
the conditional love. They yeah. say things, they poke the bear. And then I had an aunt and uncle that I visited as well around the same time that said such beautiful things and saw my soul. Mm-hmm. And that was the reminder to not prostitute or change who we are for the approval of others that can't see your light.
Yes.
And it's okay to shine your light. Not everyone is being drawn to it.
Yeah.
And it's how do we learn to be okay with who we've come to be on this planet? It's hard to be on this earth. It is hard to be true to yourself, to be in power, to have a voice. Not everyone's going to agree. Not. But when you have the little whispers that come in to validate you, like we all need, the validation goes, okay, continue stepping forward on your path. Stand in your power. Stand in your truth. It's okay. And that's hard. But it was, for me anyway, and you got to witness it, it's very beautiful to watch someone having your back when you don't expect it, because I wasn't asking for the validation. It was given. It's a beautiful gift, which I will cherish for a really long time. Right? Yeah. Thank you once again for joining us on Spirited Straight Talk. If you want to join our coaching program, go to my website, debshepherd.com, and get on our waiting list. And we'll see you next time.